Hey everybody, welcome to the We Deliver podcast. This is Scott. A little bit about this episode. My brother and I, we were just hanging out, and we were drinking and playing video games, and we decided, let's order a podcast pizza. So that's pretty much what we did. We had a few drinks, and some of that is a little obvious by the podcast. But still, my brother and I, we got to talking about camping and all the fun things that we used to do when we went camping and the things that we still currently do while camping. And yeah, this is only recorded a few weeks ago, so all the information should be pretty relevant. But all the comedy will last forever, is what I'm saying. So yeah, just kick up your feet, put a drink in your mouth, and order some pizza for your ears as you listen to this episode. Campfires. Welcome to the We Deliver podcast. The podcast is 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Each episode, I have a guest, and we order food, and then while we're waiting for the food to show up, we talk about a topic. I realize I haven't really mentioned that on the previous podcast while listening to all of them, all the other ones. But hey, guess what? This is a special treat today. It's me and my brother Jason and Rumont.
Hello.
And it's a special treat because we had a day off today, and we decided to start drinking.
Yeah.
And we started drinking a little early.
And I haven't drank in a while, so it hit me early. I'm on my third vodka, yeah. And I felt it after the first one, so I'm doing pretty good.
I'm on my fourth, I think. But anyways, new rolling topic, or here. I have cards, and Jason's gonna roll the dice, and we're gonna, or the one die, and we're gonna figure out what topic it is.
Number nine. Yeah.
Nine. Oh yeah. The topic today. This might be a little weird because we both know each other. The topic is camping.
Camping.
So the first question I have.
But everything.
The first question I have is, do you? As in, do you camping?
Do you camping? Yes, I camp. You know this.
You camp, and I camp with you almost 99% of the time. We go camping. Oh, God.
We didn't even go camping this year. That's the sad part.
I know. We didn't.
We were supposed to. Oh, yeah, not going on that one.
We were supposed to, but something came up, and we just thought better to stay home.
In case something happened, and it did. Yeah. So.
Long story on that, but not.
But anyway, camping. So, camping. We usually tent camp. I know people always ask, "Oh, you go camping? What do you?"
Second question. How rough? I said, "How rough do you camp?"
So yes, we usually go tent camping.
Yeah,
and we throw blankets on the ground and sleep on that. But recently, we got mattress pads. But more like foam pads sleep on. They roll out and they're
supposed to be self-inflating because there's like a foam thing in there and you open it up and it just sucks the air in.
They're not amazing, but it's better than sleeping on the ground. It's better than like we just threw blankets on the ground and slept. Yeah. So it's better than that. But I mean, yeah, we rough it when we go camping, you know, but tent camping. We don't really get electric, you know, so we're not, like, watching TV.
And at the same time, though, we don't rough it as much because we go to, like, a state park.
Yeah.
We don't just go into the woods where there's bears.
Where there's flat ground already.
Yeah.
And we just put our tent there, and we're not backpacking up a hill and finding a spot. We have a flat spot.
But we campground. We do go to the state park campgrounds, which, like I said, there's showers and stuff there, but it's not like a private campground, like going to Jellystone, where it's just like a paved concrete ground. And
but most people who are like, oh yeah, we go in a trailer, sleep in a trailer, motorhome or something like that. Some people are like, oh, our version of camping is going to a hotel room. Like, nah.
Yeah.
We sleep in a tent
on
the ground.
Which
very little electricity.
Which is cool because when we go camping, it's our vacation. And normally, if it was a vacation here, we'd be I'd sleep late all day. But you're paying to be at a campsite. Technically, you're paying by the night. So it's like, if it's uncomfortable, so you get up and you get to spend more time outside. That's not really selling it very well.
No.
But I mean, when we go camping, I like to read. Like, that's my thing.
It's to get away from everything. Like, yeah. Usually I shut my phone off. I throw it in the car. I have no idea what time it is, aside from guessing by the sun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once the sun sets, you have no idea how late or how early it is.
But it sucks, though, too, because when you get up, it's like you get up and you wander around. Like, well, I have to go to the bathroom. And then they have a sign saying, they're closed from 9 to 10 cleaning. You're like, I don't know what time it is. You go in there and you're like, I have to pee on the bush.
No, but it's nice, too, because, like, well, it's not nice. I don't know. Usually when I go camping, the next day I need to recover from camping because I need to catch up on sleep or, you know, that kind of thing. Because we do rough it, yeah. And most of the time when we're sleeping, we're probably getting less than 5 hours of sleep because we don't know time we go to bed. We don't know time we get up because we shut our clocks off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's fun. It's like get away from everything. Like, everything nowadays relies on electronics too much. Like, oh, I got my iPod, I got my iPhone, I got my computer, I got my video games, I got my this, that. And, like, everything's electronic, so we try to stay away from that as much as possible. I try to stay away from
it as much as possible. I don't. I bring my iPod along, but then because I like listening to music all the time, and I'll set it. Because I found this out, iPods, they have sent in the settings, you can set it to turn off after a certain amount of time. So that's how I always go to sleep, is I'll lay there, and then I'll just listen to my iPod, and I'll set turn off in an hour, because then, and then I do, and then I wake up in the middle of the night, and I feel like cords around my neck, so I have to pull them off.
And I feel like I'm behind the times, because I don't have an iPod. I never had an iPod, and I don't know if I will get an iPod.
There you go.
I still listen to CDs.
I do, too. But CDs at camping.
I think it'd be different if I had like an auxiliary jack in my car or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have all my music on this little portable thing I could just put in my pocket. That would be awesome. But instead, I just listen to Pandora on my phone. Well, that's the closest I have.
I got my iPod because when I was working for the city, I would just listen to it because the truck I had didn't have a radio. And also, when I had my next real job, I would just plug it into my computer at work and just. Because I was in the room by myself. There's no one else. No one else was in my room. And I would just listen. I'd turn it up. Turn up the music. Yeah.
Yeah, but camping.
Oh, yeah, camping. Okay, camping. Question 3. Longest trip. What was the longest trip you ever went camping? And unfortunately...
I think it's like a week.
Yeah.
Like, usually, my brother and I, we try to do, like, during the summertime, we take off a full week from work. We'll go...
Like a Sunday like or Saturday?
Like a Sunday, because weekends are usually pretty busy at the campsites. So we're getting in when everyone else is leaving. And then we can stay until, like, I don't know, we usually stay till like, Saturday or something, because then we can leave and still rest up before we have to go to work on Monday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's... It's probably the longest, but it's probably pretty close to the average as well. Actually, not really, because we've gone just weekends, like 4 days.
Yeah.
7 days, 4 days. So the average, I guess, would be like 5.5.
Well, the thing about camping when I go, is I know it's gross, but I don't take many showers when I go camping. Because you just smell like campfire smoke anyways.
See, I have to. At least every other day I have to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I probably do take it pretty close to every day. Just because my hair gets so greasy. Yeah. If I don't wash it, it gets gross. Like, even if I go a day without taking a shower, by the end of that day, I take a shower. It's like, I can't. Gets gross.
Well, actually, one time,
especially like camping, because it's like, I don't know, nature.
Well, the thing is too, I get pissed off because I go to take a shower and it's like, well, I washed off any off that I put on. I don't only put on off the mosquito repellent on very often. But when I do, it's just like my forearms and my legs. And then it's like you take a shower, and it's like, well, those fuckers are back. And you guys respray
it. You're walking from the shower to the campground, and you're getting bit up like crazy because I didn't bring the insect repellent to the bathroom when I went to go take a shower.
You know, now
they should make soap.
Insect soap?
Yeah. Like, just in the soap.
Is off.
Has the repellent in the soap for camping. So when you take a shower or shampoo, that you take a shower and you don't have to worry about getting bit up as you're walking back to the campsite because it's already got it. Like, because for some reason, whenever I take a shower, it seems to attract more bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Than before the shower.
But probably because of the perfume and stuff. I know certain bugs.
So, like, they should have the opposite of perfume. They should have stinky soap that gets you clean, but it doesn't smell that great for camping.
Because I know mosquitoes, if you eat a banana, they're more likely to eat you. They're more likely to suck your blood.
Yeah, because of the smell.
Yeah, because it's in your pores.
So they should have soap for camping. It doesn't smell the best, but it gets you clean. Because that would be what I would do.
But if you think about it, mosquitoes and bugs, they're like, we like flowers. And they go for flowers, because that's how they pollinate and stuff. And, like, or at least bees. I don't know.
I was going to say mosquitoes pollinate.
But mosquitoes, you rub it, like, soap, it's like, what, cow fat. And you're, like, rubbing cow fat all over your body. So, like, oh, this smells like an animal I could eat.
Yeah, and that's why, like, they should invent the soap that's anti insect soap. It probably already exists.
There's like probably some herbal soap people make.
It,
like,
probably already exists. But I was gonna look it up.
No, I was gonna say I realized
it should exist if it doesn't. I don't know how to make soap, so whoever's listening and knows how to make soap.
Yeah, give us
make
some.
That soap.
Give it to
me. And give it to us.
We'll be your test period. People. But no, I was going to say, thinking about, like, oh, we have to take showers and all stuff. I'm like, it doesn't sound like you rough it too much. I mean, I think state park-wise or normal people-wise, it's sort of rough. But, like, people, we don't go and hunt our own food. And I'm just imagining, like, people, like, I'm going, they bring a backpack. We're not, like, backpackers. We don't, like, just take a tent and everything for the week and then wash our clothes in the stream and catch fish and eat the fish.
No, we bring food.
Yeah,
we bring, it's like weird stuff. Like, we bring pizza. Scott brings frozen pizza.
You had to eat it like the first day, otherwise the cardboard gets too soggy. I mean, the crust gets too soggy. And then you had to cook it the first day. It's a grill. You grill it up.
I guess it does exist. It's called anti-mosquito soap. Skin armor. My thing's dumb. So.
But how much?
But it's on Amazon.
You can see the top 5% of the picture.
I don't know. It's like loading it behind under the bottom of the screen. But it's $16 a bar of soap.
Jesus.
But I'm sure.
I buy like Irish Spring for like.
Oh, this one's $5.
$6 for 8 bars.
This is $5. It's called Mother Earth Soap Anti-Bug Soap.
Oh.
Naturally repels mosquitoes, fleas, and other stuff.
Fleas? Is it for dogs?
And it's got a 5 out of 5 star rating on Amazon.
You know what you could probably do? You could probably buy dog shampoo. Could you just buy dog shampoo?
Mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and lice. So ticks and mosquitoes. That's perfect for camping.
But, I mean, like,
doesn't look the prettiest, but it gets the job done.
It just looks like a big chunk of
lard.
Yeah, I was going to say fat. But, like, those samples they bring into, like, school. The picture uses, it's on a plate in someone's yard.
Yeah. And it's a cardboard box. It's definitely earth-friendly.
It depends. Is that cardboard?
Oh, it's on sale for $5. Otherwise, it's $6.
Oh.
$1 an ounce.
Yeah, I'd probably end up buying that, use it once, and then the next year I couldn't find it.
That's probably a good idea. That's a good soap. This podcast will remind me.
We're learning. We're learning, guys.
This will remind me to buy that soap when we go camping. Thanks for podcast.
Yeah, thanks, audience.
Thanks for giving us that idea.
You guys are best. I don't know where my phone went. It doesn't matter, Scott.
I don't know. I'm just drinking.
We're doing a podcast.
It's fucking good.
All right.
Anyway, my beverage of choice this evening, in case people are curious, is Absolut Vodka. and Diet Sierra Mist cranberry flavored.
Cranberry splash.
Yeah.
Mine is Tito's vodka with the Diet Cranberry splash Sierra Mist bottle. And speaking of, whoa, what a segue. Drink?
Do we drink? Is that a question? just write drink?
I
will take a drink. Thank you. Do. He knew it was going to be a podcast. This brings us to the story of drunken apples, we called it.
I was just going to make fun of my thing because literally my questions are like one or two words because...
jot down ideas. You don't
jot down ideas because I'll let whatever brain time I have guess it. Because I'm not going to say, do you drink when you go camping? Because if someone says, I don't go camping, I'm like, do you drink instead of camping?
I don't know. You just write down ideas and then you can like... As the conversation's going, you can steer it and go, oh, okay, speaking of blah, 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 do you drink? It didn't say that, but you could spin it anyway. Oh, you don't drink. Oh, okay. But anyway.
Needless to say, yes, we both drink during camping.
Yeah, some of the most exciting, not really exciting, but entertaining stuff happens when we're drinking.
I can think of like three stories off the top of my head.
I know, me too. And they're probably the same ones.
Maybe.
But anyway, one of them was Drunken Apples.
Yes.
And it's basically apples to apples, but a drinking game. And we had to revise the rules of our Drunken Apples game.
Because there's only three of us.
Mainly because we said, oh, every time you... What was it? Every time you lose, you drink.
Yeah.
And then the person who was winning...
Unfair advantage.
Kept winning because they weren't drunk. So we changed it. So every time you won, you had a drink. And that means that you would have less of an advantage of everyone else because the more you drunk... That's the past tense of drink. The more you drink. The more you drink, the less sense your stuff made, and it kind of evened the playing field. But, like as Scott was saying, we had three people. So instead, we each put down two cards, so then you had four to choose from... And instead of just two, it was the same odds, but it felt like there was more odds.
Well, the thing is, it's like if you pick
patriotic. And in case you don't understand apples to apples, it's like you lay a green card. It's a describing word. Yeah, a describing word. And then everyone else lays a red card, which is a noun that you're trying to get using the describing noun.
You try to find the most descriptive word for the adjective.
You take place judging. And you collect the green cards by the judge saying, oh, that's the best answer for this word.
But, yeah, with one word, it's like if you had the word patriotic and someone wrote Civil War. And like, and then someone else wrote, like, Toby Keith. Like, well, that's obviously this one. But if you want to, like, do a joke one and a funny one, like, oh, I put the patriotic for Civil War. And then you also wrote President Clinton.
Then, like... Bagpipes wins. Why? Because it's funny. And the more you drink, the funnier the answers get. And then our friend Matt would be like, you won this card. He's like, I thought I put Mississippi River. And he didn't. And then, it's probably funnier to be there.
It was.
But
it was more of his response. Like, all right, I picked this card. And I knew it wasn't mine. So I'm like, I just sat there quiet. And then he just sat there staring, not realizing that was his card that won. Like, Matt, that's not mine. It's yours. Oh, I thought I put Mississippi River.
But anyway, yeah, so yeah, we drink. Drunken Apples is one that we did.
But
another story.
Whoa, we didn't even finish that story. It's important.
Okay, continue it.
Because then after that point, what I was doing was I was taking shots of vodka.
Because he doesn't like beer.
Because I don't like beer. And like I was just taking shots of vodka, and Matt was drinking, I think root beer schnapps. I don't remember what you were drinking.
I don't remember either. It was probably like Liney's or something.
Probably. But so every time I won a card, I took a shot because I figured this game won't last very long. We played for an hour and a half, I think. And I won 19 times. No, I won 21 times. So I took 19 shots of vodka in about an hour and a half. And then the last two I just didn't take. And then we decided, hey,
let's go to the beach.
Yeah, it's hot. Let's go to the beach.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that this was in the middle of the day.
Yeah, probably.
So it was like probably around, I was going to say 1-ish. So we were drunk at 1 in the afternoon. And we were like, let's go to the beach. And like most beaches, there's a slant toward the water.
It's like almost like a dune.
Yeah. This place had like a hill that you went down to get to the beach, to get to the water. And this guy over here, Scott, got really drunk. And he couldn't get back up the hill when we were going back to the campsite. Yeah. He just kept falling down and rolling down the hill.
I would walk up. I wouldn't walk up straight. I would walk up and start veering to the left and then trip and fall and roll down the hill. Or to the right and then fall down the hill. And then after a while, Jason and Matt just look at each other. We're just going to leave him here. And I heard you guys say that, so I just scrambled and I like crawled up the hill. But then I remember getting back to, and they're like, time to make supper, because it's like 4 or 5 p.m. And the sun was like just starting to get like to dusk time. Whoa, whoops.
Oh, drunken hiccups. No.
And then I remember sitting down in my chair, but it wasn't fully opened, because I didn't open it because I didn't have the motor skills. And I sat down, and the back leg folded over it, and I fell backwards and rolled down the hill a little bit. And I got bit by, and the only reason why I got up because I was getting bit by mosquitoes because I was in the water. That was a fun time.
Yeah, another time we got drunk and our friend passed out in his tent. And then the rest of us were like, well, let's go wander around. Because that's what drunk people like to do, is wander around.
And by the friend that we had, if you listen to the previous episode of We Deliver, episode...
Oh, did we talk about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, it was Brian. Oh,
okay.
Brian, because he was on the... So people will know, the guy who was on the last episode when we talked about... Favorites.
Yeah, probably. But anyway.
You don't remember.
Yeah, Brian passed out and he's sleeping in his tent. I don't know if he passed out or if he.
I think he just decided, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm done drinking. I'm going to go to sleep. And he went to sleep and the rest of us were like, let's go walk around. Let's just walk around the campsite. So we went and we wandered around the campsite. We walked
by the beach and like by the nature center and stuff.
And by the time we got back, I mean, it was pretty late. So we get back to the campsite, and Brian must have heard us coming back, because then we heard him rustling around, and you could see his flashlight shining like all over the tent. Like, it was like, he's obviously looking for something, because the light was shining everywhere. And like, Brian,
what are you doing?
Are you all right? What's going on? He's like, I'm trying to find my glasses. Like, what do you need them for? Oh, everything? We thought it was the funniest thing, but like I didn't realize that he was actually getting up. Like I thought he was just like in his tent going, I need to find my glasses. No, but he was actually gonna get up and sit around the fire, but he wanted to be able to see.
No, he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's what it was.
He had to go to the bathroom. It's like 2 in the morning. You don't need to get up.
Yeah, we're all going to bed and you're looking for your glasses. Yeah, I need them for everything. It was like one of the funniest things ever. At the time, it's still kind of funny every once in a while, like, everything.
I'm not sure if this third story, if this is one you're thinking of, but I just recently remembered it.
So. The third one was John Egan.
Oh, okay. So
in
this
the
is,
tent.
This is my story I was going to tell. So it was you, me, and our friend Justin, and we were camping. It was actually, I think it was the same weekend that Brian was there, because I think Brian was there for a few days, and he left, and then Justin came.
Okay, because that one that Brian was, like, looking for his glasses was the one Ty was there, I thought.
Okay, this might be a different weekend. Because remember, Justin showed up for the last, like, 2 days.
But Ty and Justin might have been there at the same time.
Maybe. Because that was the time when we had...
The Minnesota people?
Yeah, no, the fucking kids across the way, where it was their birthday and they had ice cream cake.
Oh, we got free cake!
We got free ice
cream.
We
were drunk! We were drunk eating free ice cream cake!
We were making fun of them because they're being idiots. Because it was like some 10-year-old's birthday, and then a lady comes over, oh, we have too much ice cream cake, do you want some? It's melting. You're like, yeah, I like ice cream cake.
I was fucking drunk.
And we just ate the shit out of that cake. But then, I remember, it was that weekend, there was some sort of like really bad, like, thunderstorm, like downpour, like almost
a
tornado.
Yeah, they told us to go to the shelter.
Yeah, they had a car driving around with the loudspeaker saying,
go to the nature center.
I think it was like a tornado watch or something, and it was like just downpouring like crazy. So we went to the nature center and we look over, and it was like Justin, Jason, and I think we were all three of us were single at the time, and we look over, like, there's four girls over there that are underage, and they're all.
There were four?
Yeah, there's four.
Oh, I keep thinking there's three.
No, there's four. And they're all like pretty attractive. One was like a bit older than us. No, she was. They're all
out of my league.
They're all at least like six and up. I mean, and I mean, like, ratings, not age.
Nah, they're probably like sevens.
And up, I said. So at least I said.
At least.
But then, but we saw them like, oh, they're cute and stuff, and they're all wet from the rain. And,
oh, that was because that's what where we went and wandered to.
Yeah, we wandered over there, and then we're like just kind of like we just kind of chatted with them and stuff like that. And, we're in this site. I'm like, oh, okay. Which I don't know how we did that. We just walked. We were probably drunk a little bit. Like, hey, where are you guys from? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're in this site, okay. And then later that night, we were drinking, and we're like, let's fucking wander over to them. And this is around the time when I used to drink Blue Curacao. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Blue Curacao or Blue Curacao or whatever? Fucking,
I don't know. It's
the
orange.
The blue-orange flavored drink.
It's blue colored, but it tastes like orange.
And it tastes like orange. You guys look it up. It's C-U-R-C-O.
I think it's Curacao. I always call it Curacao.
I heard someone pronounce it as Curacao once or something. It might be. Not Caruso, but like Curacao. I don't know.
But then again, we live together, so we probably pronounce things the same, even if they're both wrong.
I called it because it's C-A-R-C-A-O. Like, car.
Caruso.
I could be spelling it wrong, too.
Caruso.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Cereo.
The de Bergerac. Anyways, I used to drink that like crazy back in those days.
It's not that strong of stuff,
no, though. No, it's not, but I would drink, like, I would buy a bottle and drink the whole bottle, like, just straight.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, ugh. I'm just saying, I probably had more stuff besides that, but it makes my tongue blue like a camel. Not a camel.
A chow dog.
A chow dog or a giraffe.
A chow dog.
And I was like, we should go find those girls. And we're like, yeah, okay. And of course, it's like 9 at night, so it's dark everywhere. So we somehow...
Shining flashlights in every campground.
So we we're walking around, and we're shining flashlights to see if there's, like, girls, like, four girls in one. And we found them. They're, like, three spots away from the bathroom. And we found them, like, oh, hey, like, hey, you guys we saw at the Nature Center. Like, yeah, we are. What's up? We're, like, we were just running around, just drunk and stuff like that. And then, like, oh, so where are you girls from? Like, oh, we're from Minnesota. I'm, like... And I respond, oh, yeah, Minnesota, the land of 1,000 lakes. And one girl just turns and she's like, it's 10,000 lakes?
Very offended.
Just offended that I
missed. Oh, my God.
And then we were just talking a little bit and stuff. Like, yeah,
you girls. Yeah, we went down to the beach.
No, we didn't go down to the beach. But we said we should go down to the beach because, like, it's on Lake Michigan. And it's amazing because there's a lighthouse and the stars.
Nighttime, it's awesome because there's no, like... light pollution. There's you can see like
you see everything.
Everything up in the sky.
There's boats in the there's background like on the water.
A million stars up there, so, billions, and like the lighthouse shining constantly, like whoom.
Yeah.
Whoom. And like oh, it's awesome.
So I say.
And the sand feels awesome because it's cooler because it's nighttime and you're drunk.
So obviously this sounds like a great place to be, right?
Yes.
Not saying that we're gonna take them down there and fuck them or anything. But if it happened, it would have been great. But so my response was, you guys, you should go down to the beach. The beach is awesome. Like, I don't know. Like, trust me, the beach is better than Jesus. And the girl who from before says, it is not better than Jesus. We come to find out they're all like, at least that one girl is like hardcore Christian, like leader of her Bible group in Minnesota. And so that, but yeah. the one girl that, because like I remember it was four because I'm like I called dibs on that one and you're like I called dibs on that one. Justin's like I called dibs on that one, and then we like didn't worry about the fourth one, but the fourth one was like the fourth one was like the one that was like
awesome.
She seemed to be the one that would be like, yeah, let's go to the beach and fuck. She seemed to be
our standards were way too high.
She seemed to be the one that was like willing to actually hang out, like just do crazy stuff. Because I remember, and this is back in the old days, but
MySpace.
When I got home, I ended up adding one of them on MySpace until I deleted MySpace.
So I still have MySpace somewhere.
I don't think I canceled it, but then when I had a girlfriend that used it, I signed back up for it. And then after that, I don't think I re-deleted it. I just stopped using it.
Yeah, I haven't used it in forever. Last time I used it was Lonely Girl, because the actresses that played like characters from that show, that YouTube show, I was like on their MySpace pages and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was a while ago. That was only like 6 years ago, I think. Seven.
More than that, because.
No, because I was roommates with Brian at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when we were watching Lonely Girl. Oh, yeah. Just threw my computer on the TV.
I was thinking of it in the camping.
Oh, yeah, camping.
That was... That was before
no,
that.
No, that's when I was using... that was the last time I used MySpace.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, there was that. And then, like, a bunch of Comedy City people, all improvisers, we go camping every once in a while. We try to do a yearly thing.
It has been an annual thing for the last...
Okay, I've been there once.
And actually, that's the one camping trip we were going to do this year.
Yeah, but I've been there once, and we drink and play pranks on people. Not too much.
Well, we goof around, because we...
We goof around.
The problem that we have with Comedy City people... Not just the problem. It's a great problem to have. But,
everyone's trying to make each other laugh.
Yeah, because we're all comedians, so it's our standards are really high for comedy, so to try to get people to like lose their shit is really hard. So we try our damnedest to try to make everyone laugh as hard as they can. And one of the things that happened was John Egan, who I'm just gonna set this up. If you guys
criticegan.com
or it's, I think it's johnegancomedy.com now. But
John Egan Comedy is his
name.
Twitter, I think.
I don't know. It's Egan J. Egan.
Just do a Google search, Bing search, whatever.
John Egan with an H. The John with an H.
John Egan Comedy.
But if you listen to the Scott Ringer podcast, he's the one of them.
Oh yeah, Mike and John.
Yeah.
Rune podcast. But anyway, Peter, Scott, and I went camp this year. That one year that I'm talking about. we went up like a day early before everyone else, and we're playing games and talked to the neighbors next door. And this is before he's married and engaged and dating.
Yeah, this is his
current wife.
Between girlfriends.
So we were joking about how hot the neighbors were. They were less than fives. But we told them.
He was texting. Beth.
Yeah, he was texting John that they were like nines. And
no, it was sevens.
Sevens.
It was seven.
And that's like the average probably, or the total, or something like that.
Well, he said they're about sevens. And then when he showed up, he saw them. He's like, yeah, they're sevens when they're added together.
Yeah, but from my eyes, I thought they were probably like fives or sixes. They weren't horrible. Fives... I don't know, my scale, like, five is very average.
One of them looked like a crack whore, though.
Yeah.
My face is getting numb.
Yeah, mine too. But mine has been. But anyway, we were messing with John since before he started, before he showed up to the campsite.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this whole thing started, but after we started drinking, we thought, hey, let's start stacking wood in front of his tent. And
yeah, that's right.
So there was like a pile of wood. We somehow moved all of our wood for the campfire in front of his tiny little tent. That's like a square little, you know, one person tent. And he's like goes over to hit on these girls that he finds out are like sevens total. Comes back pissed and notices that the wood is in front of his tent or something like that. And he gets pissed.
It was like, when we showed up to the campsite, there's these giant big logs that we're using as stools, like to sit on, but around the fire. And we stacked those up in front of his tent.
Right. Right. So then,
and then we put garbage bags there too.
Yeah, we started putting everything in front of his tent and he was getting pissed. And I thought it would be really funny, since this is a tiny little tent, to pick it up, because you could, because it's tiny, the ground is really soft. So I picked up his entire tent, turned it 180 degrees, so the door was facing the opposite direction, and put it back down. A bunch of people knew that this happened, except John.
I think everyone except for John.
Yeah.
And then whoever went over with him to talk to the girls.
Then we decided, like, oh, yeah, okay, let's make dinner. We're making dinner. We sit around the fire, doing all that shit. And his tent is backwards this entire time. He doesn't realize it.
But when he came back, he noticed that the logs are in front. He got mad, so he moved the logs out of the way.
Yeah, he moved the logs out of the quote-unquote door area, but didn't notice that the door wasn't there because we turned his tent around. So, like, all of us are trying not to laugh. Like, he gets pissed that there's logs in front of his tent. But his tent was backwards, so it didn't really matter. Anyway, that's... I don't know. That's where the story... Actually, he eventually finds out and blah, blah, blah. I didn't know who did it. I did it, John. If you're listening to the podcast, you know who moved your tent. It was me. It was 100% me who turned your tent around.
Well, I mean, you had help, too, because you had to hold two sides.
Yeah, but still, it was my idea. And, yeah.
But
no one admitted to it.
But later the next night when he was he went to his tent to like just get into bed because he started drinking early in the day because we were shooting a Table 8 video camping with Carl and he
check it out
camping with Carl
YouTube
I almost said camping with Carl
YouTube table8productions.com No, table8online.com.
Table8online.com. Or just table 8, YouTube.
YouTube, table 8, camping with Carl.
But what happened was he went into his tent to go to bed because he was drinking all day and he was getting tired and he was already way past drunk. And he went into his tent and kneeled down like he was about to crawl in and he was checking his phone. But from outside by the campfire, we just saw John go in and kneel down and just stay there. For about like 10 seconds. And Jason's like, John, are you alright? And he responds, fuck you, Jason! And then crawled into his tent and went to sleep. And we're like, we thought, we weren't sure if he was like just passing out while kneeling down, or if he was going to throw up, or what was happening. And we showed a little bit of concern, and he just screams back.
We were worried, and he responds by telling us to fuck off. But yeah, those are the three stories I had for drinking.
Oh boy,
that was lasted like majority of our podcast here. But
well, I was gonna say the next question: family/friends. Like, do you often go with your family or friends? We were young. We used to like.
I mean, we started camping with our parents. You know.
Yeah, we were camping with our parents almost all our life.
Pop up tent.
Pop up trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually we got a tent. So my brother and I were in the tent, and our parents were in the pop-up trailer.
Once like middle school or high school started, it was around middle schoolish times.
Yeah, until we started camping by ourselves because we were old enough, and then we did it with our friends.
I think the first time I camped,
haven't camped with our parents in a long time.
Yeah, but I think the first time I camped by myself was like after I graduated, like senior year.
I do remember camping where we were in the tent. And our parents were in the pop-up,
mm-hmm.
And it was like after we saw Blair Witch Project.
That was frightening.
And we could hear babies screaming and crying and stuff, and trees moving, and oh my God.
And by the way, the bathroom, there's like that one shed just hanging out in the woods. Fuck that noise. But like the first time I went camping with all our parents was like between senior year and freshman year of high school. Or no, between senior year of high school and freshman year of college. And it was my friend Matt and Justin, who I want to have them on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be awesome. But I was going to say the problem with Matt and Jennifer is like they have babies. And
need to find a babysitter.
Well, but it'd be a time when they're a babysitter. But or if they went extra in bed, but I don't want the doorbell ringing when the babies are sleeping. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens to that. And then Justin is the one that I'm seeing. I'm going to be his wedding person in February.
His best man, you mean?
His wedding person.
His wedding person? The best man. It's only, like, the best man.
Well, the thing is, our parents, once they, like, quite a few years back, they bought a, like, an actual, a camper trailer type thing. Like, I don't want to say an RV, but, like,
but it's a trailer. Yeah, it's a hard case, you know.
Like a fifth wheel type thing.
Where they, you know, hook it onto the back of their pickup.
Yeah.
Hard cased.
It's
like the step to a motorhome.
Yeah, it's between pop-up trailer and motorhome, but it's like it's more motorhome way because there's like a bed and a bathroom that they don't use, and then a little kitchenette type area. But where was it going with this? But they have a TV.
Camping.
They have a TV and DVD
See, that's
player.
The thing. If I go camping, I'm never watching TV.
No.
Like. I will stare at the fire for 2 hours instead of watching TV.
That's one of
the... Or stare at the stars for 2 hours instead of watching TV. Like, I can watch TV at home.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch TV, I'll just take a vacation and just sit at home watching TV.
Yeah.
The whole point of camping is to get out in the middle of nowhere, away from the normal, away from movies, away TV. From the normal. No, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to rough it where I'm all I'm going to bring is my, like, little tool to catch fish and eat that. But
well, like I said, I mean, I was saying at the beginning of the episode, was like,
when as much electronics as I use, yeah, is enough to listen to music.
Take pictures once in a while.
Yeah, I forget to take pictures. Yeah. But every once in a while, I might play DS or something like that. But for the most part, it's reading,
yeah,
listening to music, playing cards,
playing
you know, playing games.
Yahtzee,
Skippo. I remember that one time camping, we played Skippo like crazy. Fucking
every minute.
Fuck, I love Skippo.
It's fun.
It's like my favorite game.
I was going to say, when I go camping, I read. And when we go on a Comedy City, like, big group friend camping trips, it's so hard because, like, because when it's Jason and I, or Jason and I and a friend, usually the friends we have that come along read as well. So it's like, we get up, have breakfast, and it's like, well, time to read. And then I'll just grab my novel. And then I'll grab my novel and just work, read, or find comic books and read. And, like, I'll go through a backpack full of books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'll read, like, 2 novels and, like 10 graphic novels and, you know, whatever else, all this other stuff.
But it's, like, it's basically things that we can just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
And, yeah, read, because our normal work week.
Yeah.
You might squeeze in reading, but when you're camping, you're not squeezing in reading. You're, like, just doing it, like, when you feel like it.
I was like, plus when you're home, it's like, I have an hour off. What should I do? Fuck y'all. Watch an episode of Sherlock or whatever. We should start watching that show. It's fucking awesome. But
gotta watch season 2. We only finished season 1.
But like you know, or you sit down and play video games for a while or whatever. Like at home, it's so less often that you read. But when camping, it's like you read, and
well,
then
it kind of becomes a routine. Like as soon as you get home, you probably do the exact same thing you
poop.
Do every night when you come home from work. You probably jump home, come home, blah, 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 blah,
I take
blah.
A poop and then I make dinner.
Yeah, like, it just becomes routine where if you put reading in your routine, you'll read.
Whoops.
You know, part of the routine. But, like, to me, I come home, I jump on my computer, check email, Facebook, because I don't do it at work. And it's like, I don't know, it just becomes routine. That's the first thing I do when I get home. But when you're camping, it became routine that we would just read.
Yeah.
Till it's dark, and then we'd fire up a light or a lantern or something, play cards around the table, you know, start a fire. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's more of a routine thing. Like, you're setting a routine, you gotta get a routine to read. I don't know. It's just an idea.
All right, next question is family/friends?
We just did that one.
Do we?
Yeah, because we said we went camping with our family, and then we went camping with our friends after we got to a certain age. That is the one we just got done with.
The next one I have is stories, but we just told a bunch of stories.
Okay, what's the next one?
Animals.
Oh, the donuts.
Yes.
So, we went camping with this girl who said she goes camping a lot. And by camping, she means going
once
to a hotel and hanging out with girls.
She went real camping.
Camping
once,
is sharing. Okay, this is her speaking. She's a female. She's like, my version of camping is 6 girls sharing 1 bathroom in a hotel room.
That's roughing it.
That's roughing it.
We're like, you're superficial.
But anyway, so we went camping with her because she said she's gone camping before, not realizing she's gone once. And animals creep the shit out of her. There's like, we're sitting around the fire. There's raccoons. Oh, look at the raccoons.
2 babies.
She got scared as crap. They're babies.
2 baby raccoons and a mother raccoon.
Yeah. So we decided, let's feed. I know we shouldn't, but let's feed these raccoons.
Hypothetically, let's feed them.
Hypothetically, let's feed them donuts.
Because she brought, like, Walmart donuts.
Donut holes. They were donut holes.
But they tasted like shit.
They were garbage. But they were the holes. They were the tiny little balls, not the big, huge donuts with the holes in the circle,
yeah.
Circle hole in the middle. But they were the little donut holes. And they taste like garbage, so...
But we thought...
We said we were throwing up some donut holes, and they were liking them. So we're like, let's watch them open the container.
Because raccoons are pretty damn smart. They can open doors they open and coolers. And, like,
they know how to open, like, zippers.
Yeah.
And, like, on tent doors.
Like, we want to see them open... Because I have a problem opening those containers where, like, they close...
Because
like,
they would and, at like, least rip shut. It apart, you know? Like, just rip apart that clamshell.
They wouldn't,
So we had this like clamshell thing of donut holes. You know, if you get donut holes, it's the complete plastic one, not the cardboard.
Like
the brittle,
like we could snap them in half.
So we threw the plastic thing down by them, and they grabbed the whole thing and ran off.
Well, what happened was the baby, like the mother's like trying to open it, like biting it, some of that. And two babies were like, fuck this, we want some. And they started like climbing on top of it, and she's like, no. And she bites down and ran off. And the next day, we found the we walked down to where they ran off, and we just found, like, the empty case, just, like, ripped to shit.
They ate all the donuts.
Although, what happened that night?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of leading up to the story that happened the night, during the night.
Our neighbors in the campsite next to us weren't very good at camping in the first place. And, like, the ladies explained, like, all these different rules. And it was funny as shit because Matt, Jason, and I shared a tent. Then Brittany had her own tent.
Yeah, don't make purple.
Yeah, boys are blue, girls are pink. Don't make purple. That's what she yelled at us the first day. I'm like, no sex tonight. Just kidding.
No, but, we weren't.
No. But the neighbors next to us were like, the kids are asking all these questions, like, what happens if this happens? Well, you gotta watch out. And the lady mentioned, she said, oh, you better watch out for a bear, because if a bear sees you and he gets a hold of you, it's all over. And the kid asks, then what? And like, I think to myself, you'd be dead.
You'd be dead if the bear raccoons, like, got a hold of you.
The raccoons went through like their campsite and ripped all their food away. And then she yelled and scared the raccoons off.
Oh, and that's time.
And that's time.
Pissed off raccoons.
Pissed off raccoons, and they yelled. But that ends the podcast, Pete, because our food's here. So thank you, Jason, for being my guest. And and we're talking about camping. So time to drink more and eat some pizza. And with that, dig in.